hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Pete.
Pete's here, courtesy of copblock.org. That is a website that he's been involved with from the very beginning, if I'm not mistaken. You're one of the founders of CopBlock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And CopBlock's really taken off. What's it been, 3 years now that it's been around?
No, it was actually in early January. I mean, in about a month, it'll be the two-year mark.
Only two in just a month? Jeez.
Yeah.
It's really done a lot in 2 years' time. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me just before the show that the CopBlock Facebook page, of which there are several because there's a bunch of different affiliates. Mm-hmm. Like there's, you know, localized CopBlock pages. But the main CopBlock Facebook page, you said just crossed 30,000 likes?
Right, yeah. And it's tough because, you know, essentially what I try to do through CopBlock is share ideas. I try to inject a message of complete liberty into the conversation of police accountability, because I think if you're going to be proactive to try to change things for the better, it makes sense to strike the root. And at the roots are, you know, the monopoly of claim legitimacy. It's like a force, you know, so police and courts and things. So that's what I choose to focus on. So it's tough to measure your impact when you're sharing ideas. I'm not creating widgets. I know I made 10 this month or 25 last month or whatever. So like the spread of ideas is tough to gauge. But, you know, that Facebook like number is, I guess, some sort of pseudo metric to look at. But it's good to see. I mean, I just shared a picture today comparing the number of groups that exist now versus even 3 months ago, and it's
you mean by groups, you mean local CopBlock groups?
Right, yeah, and those can all be seen at copblock.org/groups, but there's dozens and dozens of them now and a couple in Europe now, so I mean, and they vary significantly. I'll be honest and say that some have people on the ground who go out, who create videos and content, who have profiles in pretty much all the social networks, and you know, who are involved in it with a lot of things, and others are just, you know, a couple people who might have a Facebook page and they're trying to just plant a flag and get connected and go out from there. So it's cool to see that kind of stuff coming together.
So copblock.org, you can go there. Not only can you get news about police abuse that you'll find all across the country and maybe even internationally at copblock.org regularly, there's fresh content being submitted. But it's not just you, Pete, that's putting content up there.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
It's open to anybody who has a story to tell or a news item to relay.
Yeah, that's what excites me most about the strategy that CopBlock pursues. It's decentralized at its core. So, you know, I advocate if folks, you know, if they have ideas, run with them, and I'll be a resource if I can be of help to brainstorm or to connect with folks or do whatever I can. But ultimately, if it's just a demo or just me or both of us or, you know, a handful of people, we can't obviously have as much of an impact as a lot of people working together can. So just sharing ideas and using a CopBlock as a resource, and, you know, if something happens to you, letting other folks know it's an outlet. And, you know, it really does make a difference, and it shows people that they're not alone, and, you know, we work together, and hopefully so the need for the site doesn't exist.
Indeed. It would be ideal. Let's go to the phones. Richard's on the line listening in Tupelo to WKMQ. Hey, Richard.
Ian.
Richard.
I'm calling you from Robert E. Lee County. In
All right.
The state of Mississippi.
Welcome to the airwaves. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so you probably have heard of, like, Stonewall Jackson.
Yep.
You know, Jeff Davis.
Don't know that name. Stonewall Jackson's from back in the Civil War.
He was the president of the Confederate States.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we already had that program down here. You know, the guy who was advocating violent overthrow of the government.
Yeah.
I'd say I can drive 5 minutes. And I can take you to a bunch of nice cemeteries. In fact, they have a big battlefield right up the road at Corinth where they had a major engagement. And so, you know, Lincoln's armies invaded the South. They crushed the South. And so it would be absolute futility to try anything like that again.
Yeah, I agree. They made a huge mistake firing on that fort, if that's what actually happened in South
Carolina. That was a catastrophe. You're absolutely correct on that.
Yeah, yep. I think that we can see secession happen someday, but I don't think that it will ever be successful if people use violence as their tool.
And you can do that individually. In other words, you and I, like you said, by having withdrawing our consent, we don't have to cooperate with these people.
Yep. Yeah, and that really throws a wrench into their activities if you don't, because their control system exists because of your cooperation.
That's
because
correct.
If more people would refuse to take the plea deal if charged with something ridiculous like, you know, speeding, stop sign violation, possession of cannabis, driving without government papers, you name it, there's so many of them. If people weren't taking those plea deals over and over and over again, it would clog the court system. They'd be unable to prosecute all those cases because they barely have the resources now to even process all the plea deals. If they actually had to take 5 to 10 to 15% of those things, those cases to trial, they would be overwhelmed and they would have to start dropping charges. But the tricky part of this is, Richard, is to get people to see the bigger picture. I was having a conversation about this on the Ron Paul forums today. Somebody had posted my video that actually was cross-posted to both Free Keen and Cop Block about how my case was dismissed after, you know, a little bit of court wrangling where I was not going to take the plea deal. I went to court. They gave me the opportunity to take a plea deal. I refused to do it, and they ended up dropping the case in that case. Now, they don't always do that, but there was some discussion about that at the Ron Paul forums, and one guy got on the forums and was like, well, but it's in your best interest to take the plea deal. And I get it. In a lot of cases, it is in your best interest, or it seems that way, to take the plea deal. If you're facing, you know, years in prison and they offer you 6 months on a plea deal, it seems like it's in your best interest to take that. But on the other hand, if what you want to do is work for more liberty, then you have to look at the bigger perspective, and that is what you're doing in the best interest of human freedom? Not just your personal freedom, but human freedom. And taking the plea deal is never in the best interest of human freedom.
Yeah, but see, here's where you and I don't agree on this one point. Only a very small percentage of the population feels the way that you just expressed. The vast majority of people, they love their chains. Mm. They want to have state power. They don't want liberty.
Right, Richard,
not that they don't know about it. They reject the idea. So I don't think that trying to educate people is going to change anything.
Well, I disagree.
I mean, it's education coupled with voting with your feet and everything else. That's why I'm up here in the Shire. I think, for one word, it has potential. And, you know, there's a lot of groups and pockets of good people around, but being around like-minded people where it actually does make a difference and their support there is critical.
That's the point Richard's right about, is that we are a small group. The people that are of the mindset that we are today, we're a small group. But to just throw away everyone else and say that, well, everyone wants tyranny, I don't think that's true. At least it's not true in New Hampshire. A lot of people have an experience of talking to folks and finding out that they feel similarly as a lot of the activists do up here. They're just not ready to take the risks that are necessary to do something like, you know, not take a plea deal or, you know, not pay a tax or something, or not pay a fine. These are things that most people aren't willing to do. They feel like they've got too much to lose. So I think there's a large group of people out there that feel like we do, but aren't really ready to take the steps necessary to achieve that level of freedom.
But
only a very small remnant. You can try to reach those people and help them. And I have admiration for the work that you do. But it's always going to be just an infinitesimal small group. It's never going to be enough.
That's why we've got to get that group to New Hampshire so we can all make a stand for freedom together. We were talking with a gentleman who is an audience in the studio here tonight who found out about what we were doing up here through, you know, some of the videos that we've been putting out on YouTube, some of the blog posts that have been made over the years. And continuing to put that message of freedom out there allows that remnant, as you called them, that small group, to get a clue. Like, hey, wait a minute, something's happening out there. People who not only think like I do are actually doing things. They're doing it all in one small area, relatively small area of New Hampshire. Pete, you and I moved here from two different places. People have come from all over the country to get active here, where it turns out there are a number of New Hampshire natives that agree with us and are also willing to get on board. That small group that you're talking about, if they all coalesced in one area, they would become a large group and become a real threat to the status quo, in, of course, a peaceful manner. I thank you for the call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. And it is the live Saturday edition. 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get the instructions on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Under the mistletoe this year,
There's only one thing that you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. That's Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. And, Pete, you just tried Stateless Sweets for the very first time ever moments ago. The smile is still on your face.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. What we were trying here in the studio, and it was actually my first time trying this, the chocolate-covered pistachio brittle. It's one which we've talked about her offering on her website, but I don't think I tried it before tonight, so I enjoyed it. But we've also got in the studio here tonight the English toffee and the cinnamon caramel chews, which I like. I like the cinnamon candies, so I'm definitely a fan of those. But she's got way more than that on her website over at statelesssweets.com. It's Jillian. She makes it all by hand. Salted honey caramels, English toffee, the best fudge you've ever tasted. You can make your calories count this holiday season with the very best in handcrafted confections. And as a bonus, you can save 10% by using coupon code FTL at checkout. So go to statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, save 10%, and get your candy. It's probably, you know, it's definitely too late to get them before Christmas at this point, but if you're going to have a New Year's Eve party, maybe you should get your orders in this weekend. Probably be a good idea. Statelesssweets.com. Of course, they'll be there after New Year's, too, if you get to it a little bit late. Statelesssweets.com, coupon code FTL, as we go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Let's talk to Paul, listening in my hometown, Sarasota, Florida, listening to WSRQ. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Paul?
I was listening to the conversation earlier, and it was the one gentleman basically letting us know that he didn't think that the majority out here would ever get behind some of the things that you were talking about. And I'm not quite so sure about that. Just recently, I got caught in one of those, you know, toll violation scenarios where I went to a toll, they said I didn't pay it. But needless to say, you know, some time went by before I was actually notified of it. And the amount seems to escalate always whenever you're involved in these sorts of things. If you don't pay it right away, or if you're not notified, the next thing you know, it turns into an exorbitant amount of money for a $1.25 toll. But what I'm getting at is that the fees connected to these things are outrageous. That's the first thing. And then it seems that once you're in the loop of this, it always takes more money than you think to kind of like get out of the system. And pay it off. As I was interacting with some of the people at the court clerk's office, and I had two circumstances just recently in the past 6 months where something like this came up. And I was talking to them, and I was, you know, saying, like, do you get a lot of people who complain? And I said, yeah. I said, are there complaints relatively legitimate? Because I told them, I said, I'm displeased about this also. I said, I think this is, you know, it's unfair the way it's structured, you know, the amounts, the fees. And one of them was my credit card bill said that, yes, I paid it on a certain date, yet their system said I didn't. They're telling me I paid it on December 5th, and I know I paid it on the 4th. So unless MasterCard is just a complete joke of an organization, somebody's incorrect. And the court system at this point was kind of like inviolate. They are saying that unequivocally, without a doubt, their technology was correct, and I had no further place for regress. I had no place else to go to say, no, here's my bill from MasterCard saying I paid this. They're like, sorry, there's nobody else. Once it gets to this point, we're God. And I'm like, whoa, that's even more beat. And the interesting thing is on numerous occasions I asked the people on the phone, and they all said they agreed. They thought it was unfair. They had a lot of people complaining, and they said that it was a job, and it's the only reason why they were working there is because they needed the job.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of us out here, as I talk to more and more friends and family, that don't like what's going on. I think it just needs somebody to lead, shall we say, the charge and head this movement up.
It's true.
To get all of us, you know, kind of on the same page.
But I mean, there's a potential fault if we all get on the same page in terms of if we all pursue the same tactics and things. It's nice people do different things.
That they're tactics.
But one thing I would hope to add to this conversation is I agree it's good, and I do see more people like standing up for the rights and things. But it shouldn't be forgotten that options, if you don't take a plea deal and they do, you know, say you owe them like a ransom, you can, you know, suggest to do community service instead or sit the time, which is, I guess...
Well, not always. I don't know if they offer that in every state.
They might not take it,
in
but
New
you
Hampshire, what you're referencing
it, right?
Is that in New Hampshire, if you get a fine and, you know, it's $100 in New Hampshire, you can sit it off in jail for $50 a day. I don't know how many states that an offer like that exists. But usually community service can be an option in a lot of these states. But another problem, Pete, is that in a lot of states, in order to take things to trial in the first place, they'll require that you pay the ticket in advance. And I don't remember what Florida's rules are. Do you know, Paul, like if you were to challenge this beyond just complaining about it on the phone, if you were to like demand a court date on this particular charge, would they hit you with some kind of court costs up front, or would you have to pay a ticket in advance, or do you know how that works?
Yeah, I did ask that question, and they basically said, you're going to have to just pay this because my license would be suspended, and then, you know, I'm driving around without a license. If something happens, I get an accident, I get pulled over, whatever. So then my livelihood's threatened by not having a license.
Yep.
So basically got to pay it. Then you got to get an attorney. Then you got to take it to the next level. When you put all those costs together, you just end up paying it and walking away because you don't have the means to fight it. So it becomes an economic issue, and I believe that the people in government, and they're our neighbors, and that's the incredible thing. And that's what's more unconscionable about it, is like, who the heck are these folks that are putting these rules and regulations in place?
Right. I didn't put them there. I didn't ask for these services.
And the interesting thing is that they, I think they put this into their equation. They know that it's just enough to make people pay it, and not too much so they don't flip out. But at the same time, they do the math themselves and know that, all right, if I got to go fight this, it's going to cost me X. I got to travel all the way across the state. That's $40 each way in gas, time.
Absolutely.
Got to hire a lawyer.
They know that's how the scam works, and so they make it seem like it's not worthwhile to do it, all of that work to just possibly lose in court. I mean, most of the time you're going to lose. If you don't take the plea deal, you're going to lose, and in a lot of places you then get hit with extra court costs and charges and fees for that, whereas if you just sent in the money, they would have, you know, made it go away. And that's very attractive for people, which comes back to the larger conversation about what's the right thing for liberty. It may be the less damaging thing for you to take the plea deal, but the right thing for freedom is for people to clog the courts and spend the time and the money and the effort to do those things. But most people aren't willing to do that, and that's why we had to get people together, and that's one of the reasons I left Sarasota to come up here to the brittle cold of New Hampshire so I could be with other people who think like I do. And Paul, thanks for your call and story tonight. I appreciate from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. nation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition. You can take control of these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on our website. They're all free. But the website's not free for us, meaning that Free Talk Live has to pay money to have a website. So it is costly. And you could help contribute toward that cost by throwing some bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can find that at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn more about the Bitcoin there. You'll find out there's links to like weusecoins.org, great website where you can get a real great overview of how what Bitcoin is and how it works. It's an online, peer-to-peer, open-source alternative currency made by and for the Internet. It's an open source, meaning that anybody can go in and audit the code. So there's no fear that, you know, there's some kind of backdoor to where the people who are running the Bitcoin program are going to somehow steal your money or something like that. But the source is open. Anybody who knows programming can go in and audit the code and make sure that it is secure and make sure that it is as it is advertised. And Bitcoins have been used for years now. It's 2 or 3 years old at this point, and it's now the most valuable currency in the world. Compare it to all of the other currencies manufactured by governments, Bitcoin is more valuable than all of them. And it's only, in my opinion, going to get better. Now, I can't predict the future, but I know that Bitcoins are useful now. People are using them to buy products and services online because it allows you to send money to anybody, anywhere without having to pay any fees, without having to beg permission from some bank or some government bureaucrat or whoever it is the middleman might be normally with the financial system. Cuts all that out. And it allows you to send money to anybody you want. There's no currency fee, transactions, or anything like that. It's just somebody else around the world with a Bitcoin account. You hit their, put their address in your Bitcoin program, hit send, and literally within moments, they've got the Bitcoins. So go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can toss some bitcoins in our tip jar, or maybe you'd like to toss some into CopBlocks as well. They've got one going on. You can go to copblock.org/donate, and that's where you will find the CopBlock Bitcoin address. So you can contribute to continuing the education, continuing the outreach, and continuing the excellent coverage going on over at copblock.org. with your bitcoins. But if you don't have bitcoins, well, stay tuned. We'll tell you how to get some here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones here. Clyde is on the line, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Clyde, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good evening there.
Hey, Clyde.
Yeah, I was just calling in to talk to you about a new project that I've started, InnocentSound.org. And what it is, it's a website that memorializes the people.
Uh-oh. We just lost Clyde. Maybe he could call back and tell us a little bit more about it. I know that, Pete, you're probably somewhat aware of this particular project. I had seen some of the banners for it and some of the headlines appearing on Facebook, Innocent Down. We'll wait for Clyde, see if he manages to get back through. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to David in the meantime in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you? You know, I'm glad I followed two calls back, the fellow talking about the problems he was having with the court system. I would give him some advice that he ought to check and see if much of that has been privatized, because I've noticed out here in California certain aspects of the courts have been privatized.
Really? Like what?
Well, in fact, the bus system. The court system, it's called the Metropolitan Transit Authority. They're being given more and more power, and they've got a kind of a private police arrangement, and they have their own little court system. And, you know, for fare evasion of, you know, a $2 fare, well, there's a kind of a famous incident where a kid was shot in the back for violating a $2 fare. And but it gets compounded when you've got a privatized justice system, and then they send your bill to the collection agencies, and the collection. Are you familiar with the privatized prisons?
To some extent, yeah. I tend to disagree with privatization for the main reason that basically all you're doing is you're taking governmental functions and handing them over to a government-approved corporation to enforce
right.
those
well,
things.
It's a misnomer. It's not real privatization. It's quasi, you know, it's just like it's like electrical deregulation in California, which led to blackouts and things. If there's a supply, it would be met much more efficiently and at a higher quality and less expense with competition instead of through monopoly like we see.
Well, in the case of the privatized prisons, I noticed this 20 years ago when I lived in Colorado, that they started out there with halfway houses that were privatized, and the halfway houses were owned by a private corporation which sold shares, and the owners of those shares were the judges, the attorneys, the prosecuting attorneys, and so they would sentence you to the very institution that they owned.
And the good old boys network.
Yeah, and if you violated rules within there, then they could extend your term without due process, you know, kind
That's
of
scary.
A privatized due process. So you sell your soul to the company store. And as a matter of fact, well over 100 years ago, they outlawed the poorhouses. Charles Dickens that, by writing the books that he did about the involuntary servitude back then, he helped destroy the poorhouse system because it was nothing more than slavery in the name of privatizing,
Sure, and ultimately with the private prison system or just the regular prison system that we have today, they're both problematic. But with the prison system that we have today, you basically got slave labor in that they're going out and arresting poor people, black people, Hispanics for possessing some marijuana. They're taking them and putting them in these prisons where they're being forced into forced labor. If you don't don't do the forced labor, then you go to segregation and you have no human contact. So basically turning them into a slave labor camp. And they, of course, continue to build these things because they keep arresting people for things like drug possession, which, of course, don't actually involve victims. But they're a perfect way to get people into the system to put them to work for literally a fraction of a regular paycheck. I share some of the concerns, David, and I thank you for the call tonight. Sure. At 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And Pete, with regards to the term privatization, I mean, in what instance can you name with government privatizing something where it hasn't been handed over to some corporate buddy, some affiliate of someone who's in government?
Right, and that's why I think I agree with you and Richard about the flaws in that institution, that setup. It's nepotism, it's corruption, and that's what we see in every sort of agency. Like people say, oh, without the FDA, we wouldn't be safe. But who's working the FDA? It's the same folks suffering from the same incentives. Like the folks who work for Big Pharma, they just change seats.
Yep.
You know, and so like this is so I don't think the word privatization is accurate. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I think it's a dead word. I mean, I think that we should replace it with like marketize or something else, something that really describes more about what we're looking for. Because when people think of privatization,
right,
that's what comes to mind.
Right.
And that's not what I want to see happen.
Right.
I don't want to see a government monopoly on violence replaced by, you know, the government's favorite corporation doing the same job.
Right. Because it's not really private. It's still controlled ultimately. It's just like a corporation. Like a lot of folks at Occupy Wall Street, for example, took issue primarily with corporations, but the corporations would not exist. They were not giving personhood but for the state, but for this bad idea. So the same thing, these private prisons wouldn't exist in that capacity. And again, I don't think it's accurate to call them private prisons because they're set up and sort of regulated and you know, orchestrated through the...
They're certainly taking government money, that's for sure. Let's go to Clyde. He's back with us, listening in Keene, hopefully with a better connection. Go ahead, Clyde.
Yeah, sorry about that. So I was talking to you about a new project, InnocentDown.org, and basically it's to document innocent people who have been killed by law enforcement. We have a lot of acknowledgement of Leos that are killed in the line of duty, but no one recognizes the people that they have killed.
Right, those people don't get ticker tape parades and all manner of news coverage when their lives are ended like these police officers do.
Right, so I just wanted to mention that, and thanks a lot, have a good evening.
Hey, that's InnocentDown.org?
That's correct.
Clyde, thanks for the call and the heads up on that. I know that you're also the guy behind NeverTakeAPlea.org, if I'm not mistaken, and that's also a great project. So thanks for the call tonight. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited. Take control of these airwaves live. Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
salt. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number tonight. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Pete.
Pete's here, courtesy of copblock.org. Don't forget to drop by there and check out the latest news about police misbehavior, as well as get resources and suggestions as to how to better defend your rights. I think CopBlock's one of the best resources online for that sort of information. Of course, one of the things that you guys advocate over at CopBlock.org is accountability of the police. And one of the best ways to hold the police accountable is with a video camera, because then you have an objective record of whatever shenanigans they were engaging in, rather than it being your word versus theirs. And that's one of the, I think, the fundamental precepts of CopBlock. But not just that, but to also, you know, ask questions as well, and not just silently observe necessarily, but to ask tough questions and to attempt to hold them more accountable.
Right, I agree. Yeah, it's great to see all the variety of tactics that have been implemented and the resources that continue to get created and shared with other people, so we can, you know, hopefully not have to worry about bringing a camera on with us all the time, just in case, you know.
Now you're sitting in the studio. Speaking of cameras, those watching on the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com can see you are wearing one of the CopBlock hoodies, the Who Owns You hoodie. Which, is that one of the more popular ones that's sold? I've heard that it might be.
Well, we've had three designs of hoodies now at CopBlock: the original logo, the Who Owns You, and then we just created one called We're Watching, which is a graphic that local artist Dave Dixon, who moved up from Texas.
Project participant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he designed, and so that's the third design we've had now. And, yeah, it's one that definitely starts conversations, you know. And I was just sharing with Mike earlier today, walking downtown earlier, walking past a couple of teenagers, you know, and they said, "Who does own you?" You know, and I said, uh-huh. "I said, what do you think?" You know, and he's like, "I do." And it just was like this light bulb went off, you know. And I was like, "That was cool," you know. And
it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. People talk about the CopBlock logo and the CopBlock brand around here in Keene because it's been pretty prevalent. Mm-hmm. The CopBlockers have been out on the streets. They've shown up where the police are on like Friday and Saturday nights sometimes.
Yeah, we went out last night and we showed up at a supposed bar fight before six cruisers showed up. It was
you
like,
guys
hey, good
beat
to see
the
you
cops.
Guys. Oh, we beat them all the time.
Yeah. So Cop Lock ends up having a name as a result of that, at least in our community where it's folks are pretty active with it. Anyway, one of the ways you can contribute to Cop Lock, as mentioned before, is with Bitcoins. But you've got to have Bitcoins. You can also throw Bitcoins in the Free Talk Live tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But first, you need to get some. And the best way, in my opinion, to do it is through bitinstant.com. It makes it possible for you to deposit cash at more than a million locations around the world, something like 30 countries. So you can go to, you know, CVS, walk in, use the MoneyGram phone, and moments later you'll have Bitcoin sitting in your Bitcoin wallet. Go to bitinstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and make your deposit as specified. Go to bitinstant.com. As we go back to the phones and the fun, let's talk to Crichton. He's listening in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live with the NMP.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Craig.
Yesterday, you were talking about trying to get somebody from a doomsday cult.
So, well, we were asking for anyone who's had cult experience to call the show, but what was on your mind?
I have to admit that I am presently a member of a doomsday cult.
Really?
It's called the Republican Party. And very recently, at an annual rite that we call a Christmas party, I was struck with a story that I'd like to share with you guys.
All right.
I was surrounded, you know, by these pinstripe suits and red ties. And one particular suit approached me and identified me and then admitted that he recognized my voice from your show.
Oh, wow.
So...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing because I am a regular caller to your show, but I wouldn't say that I call excessively, would you?
No, I wouldn't label you as, I don't even know if regular, I don't know how you define regular. You're certainly not a chronic, as some would be called. Like someone who calls every night or every other night would be considered a chronic caller. Regular would suggest that you're on some kind of a schedule, I would think, and that's not necessarily the case, or at least if it is, I can't tell. So you call occasionally enough to where your name and I don't think I would recognize your voice necessarily if I didn't see your name next to it, but when I see Crichton in Kentucky, you're the only Crichton in Kentucky who calls the show, so certainly know that.
Well, I don't go by that name.
When you're
That's
at the Republican meeting.
Name.
Gotcha.
So I present my first name in yep. most of my encounters. And so I was identified by my voice on your show. And this guy was a Ron Paul-type Republican.
Yep.
So I think it's having a positive effect.
Good.
And the other day you also asked if a Gatling gun was a machine gun. And I have an answer for you.
Okay.
A Gatling gun, the manual kind that you crank, is not legally a machine gun. Unless you put an electric motor on it with a switch, then it is.
Because a machine gun is only a machine gun if it can be in auto fire mode without anyone's assistance, basically?
Right.
Like, if you're holding down a trigger, it's a machine gun, but if you're doing more than that action, then it would not be.
Correct.
Great, man. Thanks for clearing that up. Anything else you want to share about your encounter at the Republican meeting?
Nothing that would be safe for me to do so.
Okay, fair enough. I presume he said nice things to you after recognizing you.
He did. He did say nice things, but for a moment I was concerned that I had been outed.
So your secret is safe with him, then?
So far.
All right, man. Thanks for sharing the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's a pretty rare experience, right? Like, you're calling a show, you're not even using your first name, and somebody recognizes you in public, basically, from that.
Yeah, it reminded me last year in Manchester they had a public safety show and they had a bunch of vendors who provided like everything from computers to Harleys to guns to the police. And so I went in there dressed kind of decent and just to say, oh, I'm a local and doing a story essentially. I got some interviews I probably may not have gone if I dressed in Cop Lock stuff. And one guy, though, he stepped up and he's like, oh, you're active with Cop Lock, right? And I was like, yeah. And like I thought he was going to oust me, but he started saying how much he loved the outlet and stuff. And his colleague was like, huh? You know, it was pretty good exchange.
And did he recognize your voice, or what?
I don't know.
Your
science. Yeah,
what you look
maybe,
like?
Probably, yeah.
It wasn't the beard, because the beard's new, right?
Right.
Right. You can see that, by the way, over at cam.freetalklive.com. How long's that been, by the way, that beard?
I don't know. I've just been low-maintenance mode for a little bit. So
it's definitely, it fits up here in New Hampshire. It's kind of the winter look for the males, is to just let the beards go. Jay Noon's with us, listening in New York State. You're on Free Talk Live. Jay.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. And, yeah, it's like 22 degrees out up here, and my beard is very comfortable. Being
very good, sir. Very good.
Anyway, you guys were talking about, you know, laws and statutes and stuff. And what people got to understand is, like, up in New Hampshire, you got what they call revised state acts or something.
Revised statutes annotated, RSAs, are what the state statutes are.
I knew it was something like that. Anyways, they those are statutes that apply only to government agents, officers, and employees conducting official government business, not private people, you know, traveling or doing whatever. And there's the common law, which is don't kill, don't steal, don't trespass, that, you know, is basically, they're called common law because they're just think laws that people should know anyway. They're common sense laws.
Sure. Well, the old term, ignorance of the law is no excuse, used to actually come from the idea that for you to claim that you didn't know that it was wrong to hit that guy is BS, because there's no excuse for you to not know that that was wrong. It was never meant, that phrase was never meant to apply to all the statutes, the, you know, the reams and tomes of regulations and rules that have been written by these government guys. You know, Jay, I absolutely understand where you're coming from with your point about statutes, but I just wish you could convince the judges of that. They don't seem to really care.
I have. I believe I have a few times. Just by stating to them in an affidavit form, and I sent you an affidavit the other day, and I've done it not even knowing I was doing it a few years ago, not even realizing it, until I started putting together some of the Dean Clifford stuff that I gave you on the memory stick there. And like I said, the last time I was in traffic court, I said, well, I'm not statutory, I'm not taxable, and there's no evidence that I am any of those things. And
you said they kicked the charges out of court, which, you know, is an amazing story, and it could have been a coincidence, so it would be interesting to see it repeated and duplicated, and also in a place where we can get cameras in a courtroom so we can really show people how this is done. So that's why I would love to have you come up here to New Hampshire, Jay Noon, as part of the Free State Project, where we can support you. And, you know, in Massachusetts, we tried to get cameras into the courtroom there. It was very difficult, and they did not like that at all. Pete was there for that.
There's a house for sale across the street from our next to where I'm at now.
There you go. Jay, thanks for the call, man. Always appreciate hearing from you. Hour number three is on the way. And you can, it's not just here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's all across the state. There's lots of great places to be here. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.